Well, not much sports, but a whole lot of news coming at us every single day, including Michigan's May election, which is next Tuesday. And this is going to be a very interesting experiment in absentee and mail-in voting. Joining us right now is the Fort Gratiot Township Clerk, Bob Beekler. Bob, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Thank goodness this isn't, and not to minimize the importance of the Blue Water Transit millage renewal. It's a big deal for Blue Water area transit, but it's not every single city and township in St. Clair County. This is a relatively small election to see how this all works out. How's everything been going in Fort Gratiot?
Good. We are processing applications as soon as we get them in. Our requests are for absentee ballots are up close to double what they normally are. So it looks like a lot of people are interested in voting. We've received back about 1,500 ballots so far. So definitely an engaged voting population right now.
Which is interesting. That may be as many, if not more, than would vote if they had to go to the precincts. Maybe this is something that will get more people interested in voting, the fact that they can do so from the comfort of their own home.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot has changed. You know, trying to compare this to the last time this was on the ballot in 2016 is kind of tough, because in 2018, Proposal 3 passed, which allowed for no reason absentee voting. So our permanent AV list has, you know, consistently grown since then. With this election and with the state mailing an absentee ballot to every registered voter in Port Huron and Fort Gratiot, we've added a lot of people to that permanent list. I would definitely expect absentee voting to be up in the next several elections anyway.
Bob, help walk us through the process here. So we all should have gotten something from the Secretary of State, a form to fill out to request an absentee ballot. What do we do with that form? And timing is interesting here, because we're, you know, this is Thursday, the election is Tuesday, so we don't have too many more days to put things in the mail.
Correct. So we don't send ballots out to everyone. We only send ballots out to people that request them. So everyone should have gotten an application in the mail. If you didn't, you can go to michigan.gov/vote, and they have a generic application there. We also have on our website, fortgratiot.us, under the elections tab, we have all the information you need for the election, as well as copies of the application. Once you fill that out and sign it, and then get it back to us. Obviously, we're getting down to the wire now, so the best way to do it would probably be to either drop it off. We have a drop box at the Municipal Center. It's just to the right of the front doors. And another option would be to email it to me. My contact information is on our website. And as like I said, as soon as we get that application, we will issue you an absentee ballot. The deadline for me to mail them is this Friday at 5 o'clock. So any application I receive before 5 o'clock on Friday, I will mail out a ballot. After that, I would suggest giving me a call at the office or sending me an email, and we can arrange a way to get that ballot to you. The phone number at Fort Gratiot is 385-4489. And our office will also be open on Saturday, this coming Saturday, between 8 and 4. For people that didn't receive a ballot, they can come in person. We're also going to be open on Election Day from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. To issue ballots that people can vote in person, and then they will be processed with all the other absentee ballots.
And just to clarify, this is not an option. This is the only way to vote on Tuesday. The precincts aren't going to be open for people to come and vote, are they?
That is correct. The only polling location that's going to be open, and it's the same for Port Huron, will be the clerk's offices. So we can have you fill out an application and issue you an absentee ballot on election day. You will vote it right there. We'll have voting booths set up, and we will make sure we have, you know, all the social distancing and everything set up to protect everybody. But yeah, there will not be a tabulator set up at the clerk's offices to feed the ballots into. They'll be processed with all the other absentee ballots.
It seems, Bob, like this should be a good test run because, like I said, it is a smaller election, but August and particularly November are big, big elections. There's going to be a lot of interest, and we just don't know what elections are going to look like even later this year, do we?
No, we definitely don't, and that's, you know, the decisions on that level are kind of above my pay grade, but my understanding is there's, you know, discussion at the state level as to what elections in August and November might look like, if they're going to be different, but obviously I haven't heard anything one way or the other on changes for that. I'm just focusing on May right now.
Absolutely, and that election is Tuesday. You've got until then to get your ballot back to the township clerk in Fort Gratiot, the city clerk in Port Huron for the Blue Water Transit millage renewal. Bob, best of luck to you and your staff. I know this is a big deal, and you've got a big challenge here, but it sounds like you're up to it.
Definitely, we're excited to make sure everyone has a chance to vote, and we'll do whatever we can to make that happen.
All right, sounds good. Bob, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Bob Beekler is the Fort Gratiot Township Clerk.